Watching TV with Mr. Television. For about a year and a half after I joined the Friars Club, I ate lunch every Thursday at the clubhouse in Beverly Hills. I sat at the bar, read the sports pages, and discussed wagering strategies with the bartender. Milton Berle sat in the lounge area just beyond the end of the bar, between me and the TV, but a little over toward the wall. Eventually, the lunch crowd departed, and by 2:30 or so, it was just the three of us sitting watching the Dodgers or the Yankees. I never said much to him. He didn't say much at all. Sometimes a player would botch a play, and he'd say, "What the hell was that?" Other than that, he would watch in silence while the bartender told me about how Frank Sinatra used to tip him $100 for every drink he ordered. I didn't think about the fact that every week I was watching television with the man that practically invented it. About once a week, somebody would come into the lounge, pull up a chair next to Mr. Berle, and announce themselves. "Mr. Berle, it's so-and-so. How are you?" Mr. Berle was always incredibly gracious. "Oh, hi, how are you?" he'd answer, with one eye on the TV. The bartender would turn down the volume on the baseball game so they could talk. "Mr. Berle, I'd like you to meet my nephew, / business associate, / sister, / dog groomer. He's a huge fan." "Hi, how are you doing?" he'd say, extending a weak hand. The guest would ramble on for about 10 minutes. Mr. Berle would interrupt them occasionally with a quick one-liner. Mostly he listened. Eventually they would leave, thrilled to have had some face time with a legend. It was just the three of us again. Mr. Berle would look at the door and then look at us at the bar. "Who the hell was that?" he'd say. Then he'd laugh. We'd laugh too. I miss him.